sure to look new for Mrs. Peasley's party. Say, who is this? Oh, hi, Mrs. Peasley. You want to talk to her?
Really, Mr. Hathaway? Well, that's very flattering. Why, yes, of course, I'd be glad to show it to you. Around 2 o'clock? Oh, yes, that'll be fine. Goodbye. Martha, you'll never guess. That was one of New York City's most important dealers in rare coins. He's heard of my collection and is coming by to see it.
Well, that doesn't surprise me. You have a collection to be proud of.
But to have heard of me in New York City. Oh, locally, sure, everybody in town knows I'm a collector, but New York!
Well, it just goes to prove what I've always said. My George is a champion in everything he does.
Oh, you're exaggerating. I'm just an average human being with weaknesses and failings like everybody else. If my collection is outstanding, it's only because I work harder and am more dedicated than most people. Coming! Then I guess that's what makes a champion, huh, Martha? Coming! Coming!
Hi, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, hello, Dennis.
I've been ringing your bell.
We heard you. What do you want?
Just seeing if your doorbell would work.
Ask him to come in, George.
Hi, Mrs. Wilson.
Hello, dear. Your mother's been looking for you. She wants you to go to the park with her. The ladies' committee of the Children's Playground Fund are having their meeting there.
Jeepers, at lunchtime? I'm hungry.
She didn't forget about you. She's taking a picnic lunch.
Oh, swell! You want to come, Mr. Wilson?
No, I don't.
The park's lots of fun. They got a drinking fountain that you can squirt at the girls if you put your finger on it.
I am not interested. Goodbye, Dennis.
Bye, Mr. Wilson. See when I get back from the park.
That's what I'm afraid of.
What'd you say?
Nothing. That kid drives me crazy. I wish his parents would take him on a trip, even if just for a week.
Now, dear, don't think about him. Think about your coin collection.
Oh, my golly, yes, Martha, you're right. I better get it out so Mr. Hathaway can see it.
George.
Yes, Martha?
I know you'll be careful.
Eh?
I mean about the coin collector. You know, he's in business to make money. And sometimes you're a little impetuous about buying coins.
Now, just relax, Martha. I have no intention of making any purchases. And the man doesn't live who can make George Wilson buy something against his will.
Let's get down to business. We should hold all our committee meetings here in the park, Mrs. Elkins. It's so peaceful.
I know.
Hey, Margaret, you know what we got here? It's a wading pool.
That's all you know, Dennis Mitchell. That's a fountain.
Gee whiz, dumb girls. Come on, fellas. Let's go wading.
It's not a wading pool, Dennis. It's a fountain.
I told him so, Mrs. Mitchell, and I was very polite about it. I said, Dennis Mitchell, that's a fountain.
Jeepers, I'm probably the only kid in the whole world that's henpecked.
Dennis, here, wipe your other foot dry.
What's the matter with wading in a fountain?
Well, because fountains aren't for wading, Dennis.
Why not?
Well, because, that's why.
There's a law against it, Dennis.
Thank you, Alice. I knew there must be some reason.
Now, you get your shoes and socks on, young man, and stay out of that water.
I'm sorry. Well, let's discuss ways and means to raise money for the Children's Playground Fund. Any ideas? Well, nobody else has a better suggestion.
I think I have the answer.
Hey, Mom, you got any more sandwiches?
Here, Dennis, here's a deviled egg.
I don't like deviled egg.
Well, keep trying. You'll learn to like it. Now run along, dear. We're busy.
Deviled egg. Hey, how come a it's all right to say devil when you're talking about an egg.
Because it just is, that's all.
Now run along.
I'm sorry. My idea is a rummage sale. Wouldn't that be fun?
Well, a rummage sale is always good, Mrs. Elkins, but the church has just had one.
Well, what else is there? A rummage sale or a cookie sale? And I want to keep out of the kitchen.
Here's an idea that might be a little bit different. We have a lovely fountain right here. Why don't we call it a wishing well? The boys and girls can collect coins, and the contributions can be thrown into the fountain, and everybody who contributes gets to make a wish.
Oh, I like that idea.
Oh, thank you.
Superb. Oh, well, they're all in excellent condition. Most of them even have the original mint luster.
I could tell. Mr. Wilson, this is a collection.
Oh, thank you. You know, that's very pleasant hearing it from an expert, Mr. Hathaway.
I don't suppose I could buy it from you in toto?
Oh, no, no, not a chance.
That's the story of my life. But I do manage to pick up a few good coins.
Oh, well, I'm not in the market for anything right now.
That doesn't matter. This is just one collector to another.
Oh.
Mint perfect.
Oh. All right. Mm-hmm. A 19090 Liberty Headquarter. Well, perhaps you noticed I have one of those.
So you have.
Oh, what's that?
That's already committed to one of my customers. Take a look at this dime.
Oh, a 1901 S mint. Oh, well, I already have one of those, too. What's in that little black bag?
Oh, I wouldn't want to show it to you, Mr. Wilson. I wouldn't be able to sell it to you. Take a look at this half dollar. It's rather good.
Yes, that's very nice. But, what's the harm in my just seeing it?
Well, Mr. Wilson, the coins I've been showing you up to now are one thing, but this is a... I don't even want to tell you about it.
Well, great Scott, man, what's the difference?
It's not for sale. I've already committed it.
I don't want to buy it. I wouldn't buy it if I could. You have my word. I just want to look at it.
Very well, Mr. Wilson.
Oh, great Scott. A 1907 $10 gold piece. Beautiful.
Rolled edge.
Beautiful.
With periods.
Beautiful.
And that's how we plan to raise money for the Children's Playground Fund. I think it's a wonderful idea, and I'd love to contribute.
Make a wish, Mrs. Wilson.
All right. Let's see. I wish...
Don't say it out loud or it won't come true.
Oh. All right. I made the wish.
Give me the coin.
No, dear. No, I'd better not. Mr. Wilson would kill me if I gave away any change before he had a chance to look it over. It's for his coin collection, you know. Oh, you come to see me later on, Dennis, and I'll give you lots of coins.
I could come now.
Later, Dennis. Are you sure you wouldn't like another cup of tea? I haven't time. I haven't even finished my housework. Bye.
Goodbye, Mrs. Wilson.
I'd like a cup of tea.
Oh, no, you wouldn't.
If I tried, I could learn to like it.
Now, there you are, Mr. Hathaway. $250.
Mr. Wilson, I tip my hat to you. When you want something, you keep after it until you get it.
Oh. Well, I suppose it's my background in business.
George, I'm back.
Oops, it's my wife. If you don't mind, let's keep this little transaction between ourselves until I've had a chance to talk with her.
I understand. I'm a married man myself.
Oh, Martha, dear, come on in. I want you to meet Mr. Hathaway.
How do you do? I hope you've had a pleasant afternoon.
It's been most enjoyable.
Yes, you might say it's been mutually profitable.
Profitable? Oh, well, as long as you two experts are here, you might check the contents of my coin purse.
Oh, you see, I always go over them.
Of course.
No, Martha, there's nothing today.
Well, it's been wonderful meeting you two, but I really must run. Could you call me a cab?
Cab? Nonsense. I'll drive you back to your hotel.
Well, thank you. Thank you. Well, goodbye, Mrs. Wilson.
Goodbye.
Thank you.
Hello, Mrs. Wilson!
I'm in here, dear.
Didn't you know your kitchen door wasn't locked?
Well, I do now. I suppose you've come over for your coins. There they are, the ashtray. You can have all of them.
Gee, thanks. Hey, there's one on the floor. Fighters, keepers?
Losers, weepers.
Gee, thanks, Mrs. Wilson. You know what, Mrs. Wilson? You're swell.
Call 1-800-I-GO-HOJO or visit howardjohnson.com.
Don't shove, you're always shoving.
I gotta shove, you're so slow.
I am not.
You're too.
Dennis, Margaret, now children, don't argue. Margaret, you go first.
I wish everybody's wish comes true. I wish Mom's wish comes true. I wish Dad's wish comes true. I wish Miss Cathcart's wish comes true. I wish Mrs. Wilson's wish comes true. I
Dennis,
wish Mrs.
We can't stay here all day.
It wouldn't be fair to leave anybody out after they gave me their pennies. I wish Mr. Quigley's wish comes true. I wish Mr. Quigley's sister-in-law's wish comes true.
Are you looking for something?
Did you find it?
Find what?
Well, never mind what. Tell me what you found.
I didn't find anything. But if you're looking for your pipe cleaners, they're right in the kitchen where you left them.
Oh, thank you, dear.
Now, don't stay up too long.
All right, Martha. Oh, George Wilson, you're a fine one. Only a chump would spend $250 for a $10 gold piece. And only a super chump would lose it. Oh, it's got to be here somewhere. It's just got to be. Wake everybody up. Why aren't you sleeping?
I've been sleeping all night. Want a pickle?
At 6 o'clock in the morning? No.
Okay, I'll save it for you for later. What are you doing?
Oh.
Are you grumpy today, Mr. Wilson? I guess you haven't had your coffee yet. My dad's always grumpy till he's had his coffee.
If I were your dad, I'd be grumpy 24 hours a day.
Oh, I know what you're doing. You're cleaning Mrs. Wilson's cleaner. You sure are a good husband, Mr. Wilson.
Now, Dennis, I'm warning you, I am not a well man. I haven't slept all night. I'm right at the breaking point. I don't know how much longer I can go on this way.
Poor Mr. Wilson. I'll help you.
Oh! Well, yes, yes, yes. Maybe you can at that. Here, now, your fingers are small. See if they can go inside that tube. See if you can feel anything.
I feel something.
You do what?
Dirt!
Oh, Dennis, come on. Try again, Dennis. I'm looking for a gold coin about the size of a quarter.
You are? When I was getting the coins from Mrs. Wilson, I found a shiny one on the floor.
Great Scott, that was my $10 gold piece. Well, where is it, Dennis?
I threw it into the fountain. That means you get a free wish.
Free wish? Oh, I wish.
Don't say it out loud or it won't come true.
I wouldn't dare say it. All right, Dennis. Now you show good old Mr. Wilson where you threw his nice shiny coin. Huh? All right, drop the vacuum hose.
I can't. My finger's stuck in it. Boy, just look at all that money.
Well, where did you throw my coin, Dennis?
I don't know. But I wish I closed my eyes.
Well, come on. Let's see if we can find it.
Are you sure it's okay, Mr. Wilson? Mom says fountains weren't to wait in.
Well, your mom is perfectly right.
She said there was a law.
I know there's a law, Dennis. I know, but this is an emergency.
I like going to the park with you, Mr. Wilson. Uh-huh. We ought to do this every morning, huh? Oh. It's a little cold at first, but once you're in, it's nice and warm.
Ew, I'm in, but it's still cold.
You want to splash me, Mr. Wilson? We'll take turns.
I'd like to splash you, Dennis. You've no idea how much I'd like to splash you. But I've got to find that coin.
Is this it, Mr. Wilson?
No. Well, wait a minute. Don't be in such a hurry. Now, that looked like an old Indian head. Some of those are pretty valuable.
Are these valuable old Indian heads, Mr. Wilson?
I don't know, Dennis. Put them over there on the ledge, and I'll look them over before we throw them back.
Boy, I'll bet we're the only people in the whole world up this early, huh, Mr. Wilson?
There it is. I see it.
I'll get it.
I almost had it. I almost had it.
You have had it, mister. Now get out of there before I have to drag you out.
See, Mr. Wilson? I told you there was a law against it.
Do you know who you're talking to?
Well, that's what we're going to find out. Come on, let's see your identification.
Well, I don't have my wallet with me, but I'm George Wilson, and I live right down the street a few blocks at 625 Elm Street. I'm a law-abiding citizen, and I can explain everything.
Explain this. Hey, don't do that. That's evidence.
Now, wait a minute, officers. Please, you're making a mistake. Now, tell them, Dennis.
He only wanted them because they were valuable.
Now, look here, officer. I'll have you know, Chief Stewart is a friend of mine.
Oh, trying to intimidate an officer.
Take your hand off me.
Oh, resisting arrest, huh?
Well, at least let me get my shoes on.
Oh, you can't put them on. They're evidence.
Hi, Sergeant Moody. Remember me?
Like the day I broke my leg.
They're not going to fingerprint a little boy.
All right, all right. What's the charge?
Well, we found him filching pennies out of the fountain in the park. Caught him red-handed.
Get hold of Mr. Hathaway at the Imperial Hotel. He can tell you how this whole miserable thing started. And I demand to see my lawyer.
Are your hands red, Mr. Wilson?
Oh, Dennis, can't you be quiet for one miserable second?
Yes, I see. Yes, we'll bring Mrs. Wilson along.
Dennis!
Warm clothes, certainly. Thank you very much for calling.
I wonder where that kid can be.
He's in jail. Oh.
Jail?
Go get Mrs. Wilson and tell her to bring some warm clothes for Mr. Wilson, and I'll go upstairs and get some things together for Dennis.
Wait a minute. What's Dennis doing at the jail? What's this got to do with Mr. and Mrs. Wilson?
No, it's Mr. Wilson who got arrested, and Dennis just happened to be with him. That doesn't sound right, does it?
George, are you all right?
Martha.
I've been so worried.
Explain everything.
Hi, everybody. Boy, have we been having fun. Huh, Mr. Wilson?
No.
You need a lawyer, Mr. Wilson.
Everything's straightened out, Mr. Mitchell.
Don't worry, Mr. Wilson. If your gold coin is in the fountain, my men will find it. As a matter of fact, they ought to be back any minute.
Gold coin? Won't somebody please tell me what's happened?
Well, I was going to tell you, Martha, but then I was ashamed to admit I'd been so extravagant, and then I lost it, and I couldn't find it.
Now, George, you know I don't care how much you spend.
If you do get your coin back, I think you ought to donate $25 to the Children's Playground Fund in lieu of a fine.
If they find my coin, I'll donate $50.
We found it.
Oh, let me see it. Yes. Oh, it is my coin, my beautiful gold coin. And the water didn't hurt it.
Good old Mr. Wilson.
Okay. I said $50, and $50 it is. Thank you, Sergeant. Thank you, officers. I'm going to tell Chief Stewart he can be proud of you men.
Oh, Mr. Hathaway.
Oh, I'm sorry to have troubled you, sir. I don't need you after all. But I can't tell you how much I appreciate it. A man of your position coming all the way down here. I want to shake your hand.
Do you know this man?
He's John Higgins, alias Jonathan Hathaway. confidence man and bunco artist.
There's a buddy in the town with phony old coins.
Phony? But I paid $250 for this coin. You mean to tell me it's worthless?
I'm afraid so, Mr. Wilson.
Don't cry, Mr. Wilson. You still got your $50 wish coming.
Oh, Martha, Martha, take me home. I want my nerve medicine.
Now just relax, dear, and forget the whole thing.
I'll never forget it. This is the worst day in my life.
Oh, don't say that, dear. At least you got your check back.
Hello, Mr. Wilson!
Don't let him in.
Dennis, it's not a good time for you to come in now.
Jeepers, I haven't got time anyway. Just tell Mr. Wilson I won't be able to play with him next week, because I'm going to my grandpa's. Bye!
Goodbye.
Martha, did I hear correctly? Did I hear him say he was going away for a week?
That's right, George.
Well, then, this wasn't such a bad day after all. Martha, that fountain works. My wish came true.
Coming up next, TV Land's Twice as Nice continues with another episode of Dennis the Menace. It's twice as nice for you, but not quite so nice for Mr. Wilson. Stay tuned.